And you and I also had the question that's along the same lines, like, because we also thought you'd be fine for that. And like,
Amarava. Dachbol abar v'sulam b'bar. So if you push a guy into a pit, and there's a ladder inside the pit. U'ba'acher v'silko. So basically, you push him in a pit, but there's a ladder there, so the guy's not going to die. He'll just climb out of the pit. So, right? And then some other guy comes along and removes the ladder. V'afilu hu kodam v'silko. Or even if you, yourself, come in and remove the ladder. Potter. Your potter. Debe'idna deshadya yachol la'alos. Because at the time that you threw him in, he was able to get out. So therefore, your potter. Okay, Rashi. So it says, V'afilu hu hadochef atzmo. Even if the guy who pushed him in, kodam v'silko, kodam nifilaso shalzeh, you remove it before this guy, you know, before... One second here. Kodam nifilaso shalzeh? Pater. Okay, I'll go with David. Say, kodam nifilaso shalzeh means before the guy hits the bottom of the bar. Right? It's a big bar, whatever. You push him in, and as you're pushing him in, as he's in the midair, you pull it out. Because if you pull it out before you throw the guy in, so then well, you're just throwing him to an empty pit with no ladder. So it must be it's before he gets to the ground. Why? So in the shadya, because the time where you threw him, so when you pushed him in, there was a ladder. The action of pushing, there was a ladder in there. Right? So he's able to get out. Upater ala dechia. And you're potter for the pushing. And for removing the ladder, you can't make him chayiv because he's just a grama. You're just a grama. Right? You're just the cause. Oh, there's Yonah. Let's do all. There are a few cases. There are three cases, which are almost the same thing. But I mean, I guess the questions are, what's Havinu Skanas here, right? Apparently, you think you're chayiv, right, for something, for throwing him in. Right, I guess Havinu would be chayiv for throwing you chayiv for throwing him in. Even if someone else removes it, right? I guess even if someone else removes it, you think you're chayiv. And then, even if you say put to someone else removes it, you think you're chayiv. You remove it, right? So that's the teaching. Is even. In any case, no matter who removes it, you're still potter. Right?
But even when it's the other guy, it's still before he falls, right? It's still the same.
The other guy removes it.
As he's falling,
I guess. I don't know if it would have to be that way. I mean, it's a bigger chiddush, maybe. I mean, it could be anyways. I mean, I don't know. We'll have to see. It's not clear. He doesn't say. Right? It's not clear. But I guess by you... It's a bigger chiddush that way, but I mean, certainly if you miss it afterwards, you're going to be pata. You know, it doesn't matter. You're always going to be pata. Yeah, but I guess we're going to have to see. Okay, let's see the next case. So, Amarava, the next case. Zorach chetz biyado. So, if you shoot an arrow at a guy, and the guy has a shield, right? So, he has a shield. When you shoot him, he is holding a shield. Uba acher v'natlo. And someone comes and takes away his shield in midair before it hits him. Yafiluhu kadam v'natlo. Or even if you... Quickly pull the shield away. They say, Casey, you have a string or something, right? I don't know if does Rashi say that or no. Rashi just says you run after, whatever. So I saw someone say they have a string. Potter, say Potter. Ibn Ashad, you have a myth like a piske gire, because at the time where you shot the arrow, so it would have gotten stopped, right? It would have gotten stopped by the shield. So now you removed it afterwards. So that's just the grama, right? Rashi. Okay, so it says, that's it, right? V'afil hu kodem, ha-zori gets ha-chetz, v'rotz achar-zori gets ha-chetz, kodem she-gi ha-chetz, ha-chaveiro, v'not al-chus me'eno. So if you run very fast, you shoot the arrow, you run super fast, faster than the arrow, and pull away the shield, so then you're still going to be potter. All right? Because presumably because of the same type of logic. Right? The same type of logic is that when you shot it, he had a shield. So therefore, you're not going to be chayiv, because he wasn't going to get killed from it. Now, afterwards, it's just the cause. Right? Okay. It's not a mice of killing him, it's just pulling up an action of pulling away a shield. Now it happens to be indirectly, now he ends up getting killed. Okay. And in the last case, Vamarava Zarak Bo Chetz. So if you threw an arrow at him, it's Samana Biyado, and he has medicine. Right? He has an antidote. Let's say it's a poisonous arrow, and the guy has, has a power or whatever, poisonous, or he has some sort of medicine that could heal him. Right? So the way it works is that the arrow hits him without the medicine, so the guy's going to die. But if he has the medicine, he'll be healed. So he's, and the guy is basically, the guy who you're shooting is holding them, holding the medicine, Uba Achar Pizron, and some guy comes and throws away the medicine. So Afilu Uka Adam Pizron, and even if you spread to throw them away. Right, Potter? Because at the time where you threw the arrow at him, he was able to be cured. He had the medicine. So the shooting the arrow at him doesn't really kill him because he has medicine. Now, afterwards, you throw away the medicine. So again, that's going to be a grama. That's indirect. Right? Okay. Let's read a little bit further. Okay, it says, Amar le Ravacha bereder Rav Ravashi nizda. I'm sorry, I skipped. He says, therefore, even if he doesn't have medicine in his hands, even if there's just medicine in the street, in the store, that would be fine. Because he doesn't have to actually be holding the medicine in his hand, even if the medicine was in the store. Rashi, Hilka, kivan de im yesh sham samanim haruyim narafosa, viado. Since if he was holding the medicine in his hand, then you're going to accept him. Even if they're not in your hands, even at the time where he throws it, they're in the store, they're ready to buy. It's as if they were in your hands. Even if he doesn't find them later. Like at the moment that you shot him, there was medicine available. So it wasn't in his hand. Okay, who cares? It wasn't in his hand. The medicine was available. Right? Yeah. Question. I mean, presumably, I don't know if he's arguing on Rava. I don't know. Maybe it's a machlokes, actually. It's not clear. I mean, Hilkach sounds like he's saying that's a natural logical conclusion. It's a good question. Would Rava argue? What? Hilkach, afilu, even if. Yeah, I understand. Afilu sounds like he's arguing. Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, Rava's case is where he says, Zoruches is someone to be yada.
Right.
So you could argue Rava is specifically saying he was holding the medicine. Kabir Ravashi is saying, hold on, not so fast. Depends, right? Depends. He has to actually be holding them. Could be that's a machlokas. Not sure. I guess we have to see. Right? Okay, fine. So let's leave the next part for later. Okay, next part is different. It's a further question, but let's hold off. Okay, so this is the Gemara, right? So basically, we have three cases which are very parallel, and they're all almost the same thing. I mean, the last one has this new twist to it, because of the medicine. Maybe a machlokas, but otherwise they seem to be the same. I mean, I guess we could ask: are they three separate chidushim? Are they like? Is it the same halacha? Teach me three times. Is there a separate chidush in each case? I mean, they're kind of comparable, but you know. But I think for starters, I think we should just start with one of them, start with the first one, and try to define them and see where it leads us, right? But it seems to be some sort of a model which could be applied to different cases. Just because you know it by one case doesn't mean automatically you know it by the other one. That's the question we're going to have to get into, you know? But at least in the basic idea, so the first case is a case where you, again, you push him in the pit, right? You push him in the pit, and there's a ladder in there. And then someone else removes the ladder. So it says you're potter. And even if you remove the ladder, you're potter. So apparently the Havamina, there's two levels of Havamina here, right? Factually, the first Havamina would be that you're chayev. Right? You're chayev. Even if someone else removes the ladder, who would be chayev? Seems you, right? The other guy is a grama. That seems to be clear. That's not a Maisa Ritzicha pulling a ladder up. Right? It seems the guy who's pushing him in would be chayev. Right? But it's teaching you, no, you're potter, because he wouldn't have died like that. Right? Right? So, but in the shadi, yachal alosu. So you're potter, right? Because he could have gotten up. So apparently you'd have a havmina somehow that you'd be chayev for that. It's hard to understand exactly, right? Or some other guy pulls away the ladder, I'm chayev. What kind of thing is that? I mean, the other second Havmina is a little easier. If I do both, you'd think I'd be chayev. Right? That's a little easier. But I think we have to deal with first Havmina. I mean, let me deal with second Havmina. All right? First Havmina. So again, I push him in. I push him in, and then some other guy comes along and pulls the ladder out. So I would think I'm chayv misa.
Using
the question is, it sounds crazy. How could I be chayv for him moving the ladder? I threw him into a pit where there's a ladder in there. And the other guy comes along and pulls away the ladder, and now I'm chayv misa? For what? For killing him? I didn't kill him. Right? I mean, it just sounds like you need the Gemara to teach me this. Okay, good. So Matt's asking a question is, what happens if you throw a guy in and there was no ladder in there and he dies? So what would you infer from what's going on here?
Seems like you'd be
chayiv. Seems like you'd be chayiv, right? So I guess that's a good idea. Why don't we start there and try to explain that?
Right.
Right?
Okay. And you and I also had the question that's along the same lines, like, because we also thought you'd be chayiv for that. And, like, it seems pretty similar to, like, tying him up and letting him die of starvation, you know? Like, what's the guy dying from when you throw him in a pit?
Right.
Presumably he can't get out and he's going to eventually starve to death.
Right. So you mean why are you chayiv altogether?
What's the difference here versus if you just tie him up in a chair?
Right, that's a good question.
I don't know if you want this to...
Question on the table here is, so why, if you throw a guy into a pit with no ladder in there, that seems to be clear from this Gemara, it'd be chayev, right? You throw the guy into a ladderless pit. Right? So the question is, right, whose question was that? Matt asked that question? Your question is, why isn't that the same thing as, how's a guy going to die? Isn't he going to die of starvation? So why isn't that any worse than Rava says, if you put a Thai guy up and he dies of starvation, then you're potter. So what do you have to tell me? The reason why you're potter is because you didn't pull out the ladder, all that. Even if you threw a guy there with no ladder, you should be chayv. You should be potter. Because it's just indirect. You're just causing him to die of starvation. Right? So they say, Art Scroll quotes Margolia Sayam. I have Margolia Sayam at home. I'll try to check it. But he quotes Rav Yosiyam, who says that it's talking about a pit that has Hevel in it. Hevel kills a guy. Okay, it's like a deadly Hevel. Which is true. I mean, you have things like that by bar. You throw an animal into a pit. I mean, there is precedent to say that bars kill. If you've done Nezek, right? Rindy, you said Hevel. You were there. Or Pesel did that one year, I think, right?
Yeah.
So, right, that's what happened. There's deadly air there or something, right?
It's a Machlokas Amorai of what it is, Impact or the Hevel.
Oh, okay, fine, yeah. So.
I don't know that the other side doesn't hold that there is Hevel, but
right.
Certainly there are Shitas that hold that it's a force that kills.
Okay, fine. So whatever. So that's what the Megillah Sion wants to claim, right? We think that the case is a deadly pit, and that's why you're high for throwing you. You're throwing you into a deadly pit. Assuming there's a ladder. Assuming there's no ladder there. Right? But I'm just saying that I could see arguing that it's different. That, you know, even if there was no air. But even if you're just going to die of starvation. But the idea is that it's true that you can die of starvation. But a pit is a killer. Pits are killers. And that's a method of killing people is by throwing them on the ground. Throw them on the ground. They die. Now, why are they dying technically? Because they end up losing. They're starving. But there's like a phenomenon of throwing a guy into the pit, which is the killer. And that's not like a Maisa Ritzicha. Just like you stab a guy, kills him. But the reason why you're stabbing kills him is because you're causing the blood. You don't say you're indirect because you're just causing him to lose blood. That's part of the mice of stabbing a guy is that you're causing him to lose blood. And that's the way you kill a guy. So throwing a guy in a pit is killing a guy. You're throwing him into a place on the ground. There's no people there. There's no ladder there. That's it. He's dead. But it's true. It takes a few minutes. Whatever. That's just the way it works. But tying a guy up, I mean, a guy is tied up. So he's in a house. He's above ground, normal place. Tying him up, so then maybe he'll get out, maybe he won't, maybe someone will come, maybe, I mean, that's... So then, it's basically indirect, and it just happens to be that the guy ends up starving, so that's indirect, you're just causing, that's just the cause. But I'm saying there's a maisa of throwing a guy in a pit, and that's a method of killing a guy. So even if it's true, the reason why he dies is through hunger, he's basically dying through being in a pit. And it could be, look, maybe the hunger combined with the air. I mean, look, it could be some sort of combination. I don't know if you have to posit that it's talking about like a... It just, that's a method. I'm just saying that's a method of killing people. You throw a guy into pits with the ladders. That's, but it's worth thinking about. I'm not sure. You could say what he's saying. It bothers me. See, I'll tell you why I don't want to say what he's saying. Because Rashi doesn't say it. And, I mean, to say that the Megillah Siyam is the first one who thought of this, why doesn't Rashi? I mean, I don't know. I mean, if that's a problem in the case, the only way you can understand this case and make it jive with the previous case is to say that it's an Akimta, that it's talking about a pit that has Hevel in it. So say that. I mean, unless you'll say it's automatic that all pits have Hevel and people die from pits when they're because of the Hevel. Which could be. I mean, I'm not holding in pets, in Gemara pets. But I mean, I know in these matches there is a thing like that. But I don't know. Still, someone should say that. You know, I would think. So I'd rather explain it without having to make recourse to that. Which I think it's a decent explanation. I mean, so I want to think about it, but I think it's a decent explanation. Okay, I mean, I didn't consider the question, so I have to. I'll try to think about it more. But so let's take it for granted. Okay, there's just saying is the way the Magali Islam is looking at it is it has to be a chefza of a killer in the pit because you have to put him in a chefza of a killer. That's what you see from other cases. You need a mesamtim. You need the chefza of the killer. It can't just be hunger because what's the killer? Hunger is not. There's no killer, right? So he's saying is the chefza of the killer is the hevel in the pit. But we're saying is you could argue that a pit itself is a chefza of a killer. You know, the reason why it kills is because it starves the guy, but that's a conceptually, like, the pit is a chafetz, and it's a makom of killing, of death. It's a death trap. So you're throwing the guy into the pit itself is the killer. Pits kill, so you're putting him into the pit. The way it works is through starvation, fine. But if you tie a guy up, there's no chafetz of the killer, you're basically just putting ropes around the guy. So then you're just killing him because you're causing him to starve, fine, but that's indirect. Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, it answers I think it answers his kasha. Yeah. Okay, but I'll try to. There was no footnotes or anything on the bottom. Does Yomer Galsiam have any? So the one I have is like a little fancy. I don't think it probably doesn't. Online, they don't have the new one. They have the old ones because they don't have the copyrights on them.
Yeah.
I have one at home. It has footnotes. So I'll see. Maybe someone else has taken up the problem. Okay, I'll try
crazy
to check.
That no one has. I mean,
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's a big. That's why you'd think. That's what I'm saying is like his answer is an ukimta. Because you're saying is that it's a pit that has, I mean, bar does every single bar have killing fumes? I don't know, maybe it does. Then we're wrong, and then he's right, and that's But if not, then if it's that ukimta, then Rashi right on the spot should say then he dies because the fumes of the pit, right? I mean, it seems like that's what he's wondering: is it from the fumes? Is it from the hit? From the impact? So I mean, it's not so clear. I mean, he has to go through all the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So fine. So that's the baseline case, right? That's the baseline case. So the baseline case, right? The other baseline case is easy. Shoot an arrow at a guy, right? If there's no shield there, then of course you're chayiv, right? Or if there's no medicine there, then of course you're chayiv. So then this is the only baseline case which is harder, right? This is fine. But now it's talking about you throw him in a pit and there is a ladder inside the pit. So that. Basically, so now I can understand. Now the guy is not going to die. So now let's say, though, someone else comes and pulls out the ladder. Do you say that I am chayev or not? Right? So again, our question was, is why would I think you're chayev? Why would I think you're chayev? I mean, the other guy killed him. So Yehuda's saying is that the Havina is that a pit is a killer. And you're throwing guy into the killer. Right? Now, there happens to be a ladder there, that's accidental. Now, look, if he ends up using the ladder and he ends up living, fine. So he'll live. But if for whatever reason he doesn't end up using the ladder, you threw him into a pit. And a pit's a killer. So if someone pulls out the ladder prior, so look, it's... Unfortunately, he didn't use the ladder. It'd be like you threw him in the pit and there's no... He'd end up using the ladder for whatever. He didn't see the ladder. Whatever. So, I mean, look, you basically threw him into the killer. So you fed him to the killer, and he died from that killer. What did he die from? He died from the pit. So you're chayev. All right, the pit, the ladder is an accidental thing, but a pit kills. Pits kill. Threw him into the pit. Good. So Danny's saying good. Maskana. That it's show teaching you is that you don't just say a pit is a killer. I mean, a pit is a certain type of archaeological or whatever you call it, geological phenomenon, a pit. But it's not the geological phenomenon of a pit. The idea of the pit is a place which is removed from society. From the world, that's the killer. But a pit with a ladder in it is a different type of a pit. Again, a geologist isn't going to say there's any difference with a pit and a ladder. He'll say it's accidental. Just an accidental thing that happens to be a ladder in there or not. But the idea of a pit being a killer is that the concept of a pit being a killer is because it's a makom which is totally removed, permanently removed, so to speak, from humanity, from the resources of life, from food, from whatever else. But a pit with a ladder in it is just a basement, right? Or whatever it's, right? What's a pit with a ladder in it? It's just, it's not a pit. Maybe our geologist will say it's a pit, but it's a basement, it's a cellar, it's a bomb shelter, it's all right, that's not a pit. Pit means a place which is mufka from the world. So it's saying is that even if you're telling me there's a maisa of throwing a guy in a pit, which is defined as a maisa ritzicha, that's only a maisa, a pit without a ladder. But a pit with a ladder, that's not a maisa ritzicha. You're not giving him to, that's not a killer. So therefore, when you throw him into a pit without a ladder, that's not a maisa ritzicha. Fine. Now the other guy comes in and removes it. So then, fine. So that's a grama. So you didn't do anything. You just threw him into a pit with a ladder. That's not killing. You throw him into the basement. Now another guy comes and moves the ladder, that's just the gorim. He's not doing a maaser tzicha, he's just causing, he's already in the pit, and you're just changing the pit. You're just changing the pit from being a killer to not a killer to a killer. But yeah, but that's not a maaser tzicha, you're not doing anything to him. That's indirect. You're just changing the pit from being a non-killer to a killer. But that's not a maaser tzicha, because you're not doing anything to him, you're not attacking him, it's an indirect thing, you're not doing anything to him. You're not shaykh's name, you just change it, it's indirect. I mean, the Rav is basically teaching you is that there's a phenomenon of a death pit, you know, but that's another, because that's what we're talking, they're listing all the different types of ways to kill a guy in the force of nature, and you know, and an Ari, and a this and a that. So he's telling you, throwing a guy into a pit is a killer, but it's not the idea, the concept of a pit, like just the geological entity of a pit, but it's the concept of, it's like the human entity idea of a pit, which is a place which is removed from society. I mean, you could have argued that chronologically it's accidental, because once you're recognizing a pit, you have to recognize the geological thing of a pit. It's a certain type of an object. It's no different of a pit. A ladder is accidental. Kamash Malan, that's in the framework of Ritzicha, you're not using the geological entity of a pit, but using the murderous entity of a pit, which is a pit without a ladder. You know what I mean?
It's still
machlok. Right? No, it's not machlok. It's a hamin askana. But it's a chiddush. I mean, it makes sense. I'm just saying, you can look at it that way. You can formulate it that way. But it makes sense. I mean, the maskana makes more sense than the havin. I mean, it's different when you have a havin maskana than when you have a machlokas. So I guess the both sides have to be equally good, so to speak. When it's a havin maskana, it's like the second side in stern side is more compelling. And it makes sense that it's more compelling, because this is you could see the first side, and it's like a more basic way of looking at it. A pit's a pit. But it's saying Kamash Malan, if you look at it more deeply in the relative to the nature of this area, that's a better way to, you know. So there's, in general, Havim Maskana, I think you want, I mean, it doesn't have to be, but the Maskana can be more compelling. Mm-hmm. They don't have to all be two equal sides. You know, if you have Machlokas and one side seems Mastaber and the other side doesn't seem Mastaber, then you probably may be missing something, you know. But if you have a Maskana, Havim Maskana, oftentimes it just has to be compelling enough to warrant the Maskana. To warrant saying it. You know, I mean, it doesn't have to actually be that someone necessarily would hold it.
It's like a svara that needs a clarification, and that to me was gonna, like...
Yeah, well, it's a svara, which is like your first take in the area, you define it this way, and the maskana is telling you, no, if you think about it more deeply, then you define it that way. You know what I mean? But in a machlokas, you can't just say, Rav Yudah is the first take in the area, and the chomer the final, deeper,
right,
you know?
Right.
If they're not both good maskanas, then it's not a good svara. But in a havin maskana, Havmin is just a conceptual way to look at it, but it's not necessarily, you know. Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Because a fire pit is actually a killer because of the fire. But here, the nature of the killer is because of its removal from society.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
It feels like even though there's a stoop, like you're still throwing it into, like, when it's fire, like, it feels like that
works well for obviously, you know? Yeah. It's true. I understand what you mean. I mean, you look at it that way, a pit's a pit, it's a killer. But it's teaching you the nature of the killer of a pit.
Right.
Yeah. True. Just thinking if, what would you say, according to the Margolius Hayam, if the thing is really the murderer, Yehuda, this is actually interesting, what you just said is very interesting. What about, according to Margolius Hayam, is the pit has poisonous gases in it. You throw in the guy into poisonous gases, which are murderous, and basically then some other guy comes and removes the thing. Right? So Yehuda, according to what you're saying, you'd say is that she should still be chayev, no?
Right.
Right? That's like the fire. That's like your fire pit case. It's your poison pit. You're saying a poison pit kills, and you throw the guy into the killer. Now poison kills. Now, it's true, he could use the ladder to get out, but whatever. You did an action of throwing a guy into the ladder, and it doesn't make it not a poison pit. Poison's poison. I mean, the poison kills a guy. So you're throwing him into the poison. Right? Now, it turns out there's a ladder that he could get out, but the poisonous pit is the chafza, which is killing him, is the poison. It's not really the pit. So you're throwing the guy into a pit of poison. Now, he could climb out. Okay, fine, but he didn't climb out. So you killed the guy. Yeah, you could argue it should be chayev.
Because why isn't the ladder? Why does the ladder take away the quality of the killing pit just as?
Well, because it's not a killing pit. According to that way, it's not really a killing pit. It's basically you're putting the guy into poison.
But the ladder's taking away the killing quality vis-a-vis him.
With the poison, but not really. Poison kills no matter what. It's just that he has the ability to get out.
Poison doesn't kill if you're not in the vicinity of it, though. I mean,
that's a totally separate thing. When the straight board, that totally undermines the whole idea.
Just give me one second. Yeah,
there's just nothing that would kill. That's a Jewish. Well,
why do you say those are precise?
Those are two things.
But I don't think you want the sides to be based on a factual difference about whether the pit has Hevel in it or not. I mean,
two sides being that in the Hevel case, if we assume that it's the Hevel case, then one side would say you throw him into a poison pit. That's like a chesa that will kill you, so you did a maisa hariga. And the other side says, no, just like the ladder would take away the quality, in the other case, it takes away the quality over here also.
Right.
Like that's like how everyone's kind
of. But I just don't see the idea of a poison pit. Like, as if you say it's poison, so basically you're putting poison on the guy. You're holding the guy in poison. Or you're putting him in a situation of poison. You know, he can get out.
Like, if you had an oxygen mask, then the poison is not doesn't really have a quality. I mean, I guess I could see it.
Still see it.
What was the case of throwing him in the water? What was that case? Remember that case? He threw him in the water, and he had the ability to get out.
Right.
But he didn't.
So then I say you're pot there, right? Because that water doesn't kill him. That's a different thing, because that water isn't a killer for him. Because he could get out. Yeah, I mean, that's like the same kind of thing. It's poison. It's only a killer because he can't get out. I mean, water kills, or if you can't get out of it. But you throw a guy into a lake, it's not a killer because you get out. So you throw the guy in a pit with poison in it, so it's not a killer because you get out.
What do you mean when you say that he did a maisa hariga by throwing him into the poison pit? Like, what if I put like a bulletproof vest on the guy and I shoot him? I didn't do a maisa of shooting hariga.
Right, the guy has a shield and you shoot him.
You're
probably right. I mean, I can see saying is that, it's the nature of a poison pit is you're putting, it's like throwing him in the water. The guy who has the ability to climb out of it, so then it's not really a killer.
That kind of also detracts from our other svara of
poison of the poison pit.
Whether this is like objectively a pit or whether this is, archaeologically a pit.
Right. Well, that's svara. I mean, you can't say within that one the poison thing. Yeah, I know. That's why I think it's smoother this way. And I think you don't have to say it. I mean, I don't see why you have to. I mean, again, I think anyways, you're positing your thing, yeah?
By the water, it's the same kind of thing, that it's like, what makes it a killer, the fact that you're not, that you can't get out of it,
what makes it a killer is you can't get out of it.
That's different than what makes it a killer is poison, but there's some other thing.
It's true, you mean, poison is actually like a force of death. Right. Like, water isn't a force of death.
Right.
It's true.
That's just like a bore.
I know it is true. I know. That's what we were thinking originally, but it's true. And water isn't necessarily the same thing. Here, if you say it's poison, it means that you're actually putting the poison on the guy. So if you... it's a good question. Maybe that's going to be the case where the poison, where you shoot the guy with the arrow. I don't think we're ready to pass judgments on it. I just think, anyways, if we could explain the thing without saying the Megillat Yom's thing, you don't have to say it. But whether... maybe you could work it out according to him also.
Without saying it, that's a question.
I understand what you're saying. But I could see it's a good question.
Right.
It's a good question. I'm not convinced that's
right.
true.
Right.
But I hear your point. Yeah, okay, so now what was Jeremy, you asked. So our question is, so what's the Havamina now to say that if you threw him in and then before he gets to the bottom you pull up the ladder, why would I think you're Chayev? Yeah, I mean, I think Danny's right. I think we have to define, maybe we'll think about it more for tomorrow, but I think the approach has to be, Danny's saying, is that you would think that that's defined as one Maisa. That's why Rashi specifically says you pull the ladder out before he lands. So you'd think that it's one action of throwing him in the pit and pulling the ladder out. That's basically throwing him into a death pit. It's like, because it's one, if you look at it as one action, and the action is completed when he hits the floor. So basically, you did throw him into a death pit. Right? In other words, there's one continuous process until he hits the floor. He's not in the pit, so you threw him into a death pit. Right? It's one action. You threw him into a death pit. Kamash Malon, they're really two separate actions. There's the throwing, and the throwing is you're throwing him into a good pit, into a basement. And then there's the pulling out the ladder. The fact that you did them while the guy is midair doesn't make it into one action. There's conceptually two totally separate actions. The first one that you did is throwing him into a basement. The second action you did is changing the basement into a death pit. And that's a grama, so you're not chai for either one of them. So he says you can't look at it you don't look at it as one process of throwing you can't conceptually look at it. I mean, even though it's like an attack, you could look at it as one, you know, in a second. They're like one linked attack. But they're really conceptually two separate steps, and neither one of the steps is a Chayav Misa. So that's what it's teaching you, you can't unify those two. I don't know, maybe you think about more what framework you would be able to unify them. But it makes sense, it's Mestaber.
But what do you think you're Chayav
in? Oh, if you look at them as one process, as one thing, as one process, you basically threw them into a death pit. Right, because it's one process of throwing him into and simultaneously making him into a death pit. So the whole thing is you threw him into a death pit. You basically put him in a death pit. How do you put him in a death pit? By throwing him and pulling it out. So if he landed, then you threw him into a live pit, and then you pulled the ladder out, different thing. But here, before he got to the bottom, you pulled it out. So basically it's one attack of throwing a guy into a death pit. It's like the attack isn't complete until he hits the floor. So he basically is one process of putting a death pit, so you'd be chayiv. No, you don't say that. But I think we should try to think about more give us far for that a little more. Yeah, come on. I don't know, what's that dependent upon? I don't know, maybe. I mean, that's not really the approach. And that's why Rashi, we understand the Rashi now, why Rashi specifically says before he lands. Like David, you were reading it right. That's why he says that, before he lands. But the question is, what's the far? And then also, I guess we have to do is, let's take the next case, right? The next case is he's shooting the guy and he has the shield. The steps, I mean, are the steps the same? Are they different than the medicine? I mean, I don't know, we have to think about, could the same thing carry over? And if it's the same, is it the exact same thing? Are they similar? Are they right? And we have to think these things through, step by step. Okay? Okay, yeah, David, question?